Yesterday, we reported that the U.S. and Kazakhstan have secretly moved tons of dangerous nuclear material, enough to make hundreds of nuclear weapons. The material was transported across Kazakhstan over the past year in order to store it in a safe and secure place. Well, today, NPR's Mike Schuster takes us to that place. He was the first reporter to see the new storage facility in northeast Kazakhstan.
The Kazakhstan government doesn't want me to say exactly where I am, although it's clear it's in a remote place. The nearest small town is 40 miles away. This is also a military area. It is here that over the past year, Kazakhstan and the U.S. brought more than 100 tons of highly radioactive materials, including enough plutonium and highly enriched uranium to make some 775 nuclear weapons. The last of the material arrived on Monday. It's all contained in 60 huge white conical casks that sit in four neat rows on a concrete pad.
So right now we're standing on the secure long-term storage facility for the 60 casks in northeast Kazakhstan.
Eric Howden is the manager of the American component of the project under the auspices of the National Nuclear Security Administration in the Department of Energy. It was a large and lengthy undertaking involving movement of the material by both rail and road. Given the danger involved with handling and moving plutonium and highly enriched uranium, security was key.
During the rail shipments, there were security forces that were placed the entire route.
The casks were moved first over more than 1,500 miles of railroad track, clear across Kazakhstan, from a shuttered nuclear power plant on the Caspian Sea. Hundreds of troops were involved, stationed along the rail route and on the trains themselves, says Howden.
There was two security cars that accompanied each shipment, front and back, and there were a certain number of guards that were believed could repel any attack that were right on board that train.
And that's far from a complete description of how serious the security issue was for both governments. Starting with computer-controlled gates, there are numerous layers of security at the long-term storage site that, according to Howden, should keep the material safe for the next 50 years.
There's the instrumentation and equipment security. There is the guard force. There's a response force. There's a major military base beyond that. Then there are the 100-ton casks themselves that an adversary would need to breach in order to reach the material. Upon breaching the casks, there are even more security features beyond that. And finally, there's simply the flat terrain here. There's really no place to go with the military presence that are in this region.
The isolation of the area has long been a factor in the nuclear complex of the Soviet Union. Soviet scientists chose it for the extensive testing of nuclear weapons that they carried out, both above ground in the 50s and 60s, and underground after that. A local museum exhibit asserts that there were 456 nuclear tests at the Soviet test site at Semipalatinsk. The isolation did have its drawbacks. Construction of the storage facility and the road to get here was all the more difficult, says Brent Harris of the Idaho National Laboratory, who is the lead engineer of the U.S. team.
The remoteness of the site made it more complex to get the materials. We had to set up our own batch plant to mix the concrete and bring in, the cement, the gravel, etc. To repair the road, the asphalt plant is probably about 100 kilometers away.
And a word about those storage casks made of stainless steel and concrete. They had to be resistant to the corrosive effects of highly radioactive material, they had to be impregnable to violent attack, and they needed to last for 50 years. The design is essentially Russian. Randy Snipes from the Oak Ridge National Laboratory says the casks may turn out to be valuable in other similar situations.
We learned from the experience of their cask, and they will take the further prototype and experiences from this activity on to their future activities within Russia.
That is important because Russia still has a great deal of nuclear material that needs better protection and storage. Indeed, the experience in Kazakhstan could well have a significant impact on the approach to securing dangerous nuclear materials elsewhere. On a more personal note, Eric Howden, head of the U.S. team, today allowed himself to express a certain feeling of accomplishment and perhaps relief as the project draws to a close.
It's very gratifying to reach the conclusion of this project.
Mike Schuster, NPR News in northeast Kazakhstan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.